We're learning Masechtas Brachas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're starting on top of the Amud. We just finished learning a Braisa that explains that the Chacham Shita, that even Lamois Mashiach will still be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara's Kasha was that it says in the Pasuk that after Mashiach comes, there will be such a big Nisim that the Nisim Mitzrayim will pale in comparison to the Nisim that happened then. And you're not going to even mention it, the Gemara thought. Gemara said, no, we're going to mention it, it's just it's less. And the Gemara gave an example that, like Yaakov Avinu, even though we call him Yisrael, we still, Yaakov Avinu wasn't Nekar Mekayim by the name Yaakov Avinu. But Yisrael was the Ikka name. Same thing after Mashiach comes. The Ikka name will be the Nisim of Mashiach, but we'll still remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara brings another pasuk to bring out this point. V'cheinu Omer. Al tizkuru rishaynois v'kadmoynois al tizboynenu. So it says, al tizkuru rishaynois. We're not going to remember the early things. V'kadmoynois al tizboynenu. Won't think too much about it. The Gemara types like this. Al tizkuru rishaynois d'shiva malchias. You're not going to remember the first things that's going on. Bavel, Modai, and Yavon. You're not going to remember that after Mashiach comes. And v'kadmoynois al tizboynenu. And the early Nisim, we're not going to think too much about Yitzias Mitzrayim, because we're going to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, but we're not going to think about it too much. So the same idea is found in this pasuk. At the end of that pasuk, it says, "Hinani oisech hadasha ata titzmach." I'm going to make now a new thing, a new nes. Tana Rav Yosef says, "Mechemes goyig umagig." That's mechemes goyig umagig. Moshal ma davar daima. What's this moshal to? The adam shayim halach v'derech. A person was on a trip, upaga by his ave, and he met a wolf. Menitzelman and he was saved. Everyone who saw it, he said, you know, a wolf almost killed me. I had a big nace, big miracle that the wolf didn't kill me. Then Pagabayari, even Nitzelman, then he met a lion and he was saved. Then he was telling everyone the story of the lion. He forgot about the story of the Zayd. Pagabay Nachosh, Menitzelmanu, then he met a Nachosh, which the Gemara is Mashba, that's the worst thing you can meet. That's like a death blow for sure. She was saved from the snake. That was the all he talked about. The later tzaris make you forget the earlier tzaris, and they'll remember the latest nisim the most and talk about those. Well, but then because the bigger the nis is, then it makes you forget that last nis. What? Yeah, here at Baasas Nisim, and there it's, also in Tsarus. It's because that's part of the Nase, how big the Tsar is, that's the big Nase, I guess. So once the Gemara mentioned Yaakov and Yisrael, the Gemara mentioned some things about names. It says in the Pasuk in Divrayam, Avram, who Avraham. And we know that from the Pesukim that Avram was changed to Avraham. So V'tchila Nasa Av La'Aram. In the beginning, he was considered the Av, the leader of his area, which was Eretz Aram. Avraham. Then Hashem said, no, you're Avraham. You are the Av for the entire world, not just for Aram. And the name Sarai also. Sarai, he's Sarah. But Chilanas is Sarai Lumasa. She just wasn't a leader of her own Ummah. She became a princess for the whole entire world. That's Sarah, not Sarai. Tani bar kapara, kola koire la Avraham Avram. Anyone who calls Avraham Avram, oivabah says, shenem avayashimcha Avraham. The Torah says his name should be Avraham. Rabbi Yezu, oimer oivabalav. It's not only oivabah says, oivabalav. Shenem avayakore oidashimcha Avram. Ela Avraham, it says in the Pasuk. They shouldn't call him anymore Avram. So it's a lav. I say in a lav. That's what Bakapara says. Everyone calls Avraham, is over by say and over Malay Sasa. Break the Gemara, El Miata, Kaira, the Sora, Sarai, Hakanami, you also over Lav. Tomorrow, no. Dear, Hosam Kuchabricha Omala Avraham. Hashem told Avraham that the Sarai's name should be changed. Sarai Ishtachaloy Tikra Shema, Sarai Ki Sora Shema. He's talking to Avraham, you know, not talking to the whole world. So therefore, it will not be a lav on everyone else. Mashenk and Avram is going to everyone. Because here it says Lashon Tikro, which is talking about directly to Avram. It's only a din to Avram. El Miata, Marzan Kasha, now you're telling me about Avraham, there's a lav. El Miata, Kari Yaakov, Yaakov, Achinami. If you call Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov, and not Israel, you have a lav. No, Shani Hosam, the Hoda Hadre Kro. the pasuk itself gave back his other name. The chesiv ayomer lekim li Yisrael v'maris halayla. Remember Yaakov, Yaakov. See in the pasuk, even though Hashem called him Yisrael already, still he called him Yaakov. So we're coming out that Avram is alive and aseh, and Yaakov Avinu is not because the Torah gave back the name. There's a pasuk that we say every day. It's a pasuk in Nehemiah, and it says, "Atahu Hashem Elikim Asher Bacharta ba'Avram Vayitzeisim Ukazdim." It says in that pasuk that L'chayrav says V'samet Shmei Avraham. It says it calls him Avram. So how can you say that it's alive? The pasuk calls him Nehemiah calls him Avram. There's not calling him Avram. He's saying what happened. He's saying, "Atu Hashem Elikim Asher Bacharta ba'Avram." He was still Avram at that time. He's not calling him Avram. He's saying a history of what happened. So that's not called Isser. It's not part of Lav because you're not calling him Avram. You're saying over the story of what happened, the nace of what happened to Avram, his history that he started from Ukazdim and landed up having his name Avraham. Hadron Allah, Mayim Messiah. The Gemara thought, well, after his day, you're not like calling him Avram at all. And the Gemara, like you're saying, yeah, it's pretty possible. You're right. I had a kasha. So that's the end of Perek Mayim Messiah. Starting a new Perek in Mesechta Brachos, Perek Beis. I want to continue talking about Shema, the halachas of Shema, and of Birchas Kriya Shema together. Hoye Kaira B'Torah. Someone was learning the Torah, he was learning parashas Ve'eschanon or parashas Ekev, Ve'giyah Zman HaMikra, and it reached Zman Kriya Shema, and he's saying, all of a sudden, hey, see, oh, wow, I'm up to the Shema, what was the Yat Shema? So, Mkivin Liba Yotza, if he was Mechavin for Shema, then he's Yotza. And we'll see tomorrow what that means. That's halacha number one, that if he's learning the Torah, and he comes up to Zman Kriya Shema, if he's Mechavin, he's Yotza. Zok Tu Mishta Vaita. Now, the Mishnah is talking about if you're allowed to talk in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema and middle of Shema. So, of course, you're not allowed to talk Dvarim Talim. But the question is, if someone says hello to you, or you see someone you have to say hello to, could you say anything? So, B'prakim, Shoyal Pnei HaKavod, U'meshiv. But between chapters of Kriya Shema or of Birchas Kriya Shema, we'll see what that means. The Mishnah will explain what a chapter, we know what's called Bein HaPrakim, between chapters, we'll see what that means. Shoyal Pnei HaKavod, U'meshiv. He could, if he sees someone, he has to mechavid his Rebbe, then he could tell him Shalom Aleichem and answer Shalom Aleichem to him. Ube'emtza, middle of the prakim, show up Yira Meshiv. He only can answer Pnei Yira and answer, only can ask Pnei Yira and answer Pnei Yira. Now what does Pnei Yira mean? Rashi learns Pnei Yira means someone who he's scared of that he might kill him. That's what it means. That's what Rashi learns. Zok the Rosh, what are you talking about? If it might kill him, then he's not a chiddush. It's pashas, kuach nefesh. Zok the Rosh, then it means if his father or mother or Rebbe, who is Chayiv B'Yira, walk in, that would be a case of Shoyal Pnei HaYira. Divrei Rav Meir. That's a very shita.
So the Baltimore
may cover
also?
What? No, the covered is covered. Yira is Yira. No Chayiv Yira. A covered means that any Chashiv Yid walks in. Your Rebbe, Mechayiv and Yira. Your father, Mechayiv and Yira. Mechayiv and covered
also.
What? Mechayiv and covered also, but this is a big chish. Even Bem Tzah Perek. What are you asking?
Who's somebody that
has
covered in that Yira?
Of any Rebbe, Baruchim. Baruchim also. What?
So is Yira on him also?
No, it's not. Is he Rebbe? I mean, he's your Rebbe. I'm saying if he's your Rebbe, 100%. 100%, that's Yira. The Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm right. Be'emtza, Shoyal, Pnei HaYira. Or Meshiv. The reader says like this, that Shoyal is a little different than Meshiv. Be'emtza, Shoyal, Pnei HaYira. You only could Shoyal, Pnei HaYira. Or Meshiv, Pnei HaKavod. But answering, even Be'emtza, Perek, you answer Pnei HaKavod. Because answering, is once someone tells you Shalom, it's a bigger chutzpah not to answer. So Be'emtza, Shoyal, Pnei HaYira, Meshiv, Pnei HaKavod. Or Prakim, Bein HaPrakim, Shoyal, Pnei HaKavod. And Meshiv, Shalom, Chal Adam. And you can answer Shalom, Chal Adam. The difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is, that Rabbi Yehuda says that Meshiv, you could do a little more. You can do a little more. Be'emtza, Perek, you can show all in Pnei HaYira, but you can answer Pnei HaKavod even. And a prokim show up in a cover, Meshiv Shalom Chal Adam. So, Dr. Mishnah Vaita, what's called being a prokim, what's called in a parak? Elam being a prokim, being brokim, shayna shdiya, between yitzim, iris, and a havas oilam, or have a rabba, that's called being a prokim. Being shniya lishma, between Havarava and Shema, there's also been a problem. Shema v'hoim Shemaya, v'hoim Shemaya v'yomer, v'yomer l'emes v'yatzif. Rabbi Yudaymer, no, v'yomer l'emes v'yatzif l'yafzik. Should not be mafzik between v'yomer and emes v'yatzif. But that means between Hashem l'keichem and emes v'yatzif, you should not be mafzik. It's not called v'yomer prokum. And everything else called Ben Prakum. Ben Prakum means between all these things. Everything else called Ben Tzapar. Omer Shu and Karcha. Our order of Shema is we say Shema, Vahoyam Shemaya, and Vayomer. So if you look at the Psukim, the order really is in the Psukim, Shema is in Veschanon, Vahoyam Shemaya is in Parasha Ekev, and Vayomer is where? Is in Sefer Bamidbar, it's in Parasha Shlach actually, a little much before. That's the order of the Parashas. So Omer Shu and Karcha, Loma Kodma Parasha Shema, Vahoyam Shemaya. Why is Parash Shema before Vahayim Shemaya? So what's bothering me? What's the problem? Shema is before Vahayim Shemaya. Look at the Psukim. This is before Vahayim Shemaya. So Tosis asks the Kasha, and Daf Yudal on Beis, Tosis asks the Kasha. And he says, "When Taimah, typically the Kodma Vatayra came first." So he says that why is it even before Tzitzis? That's Kodma Lekulam. So we see we're not worried about the Kedimah, because even before Parash Vayim, which is in Parash Lach. So that's the kasha, and once he's saying that it's not an order, so his question is Vahayim Shemaya should be first because talking to the rabbim, so it's better talking to everyone. That should be first, so because it's the rabbim going to the rabbim, not to the yochid. Why was it first? First, you should kabel olmach Shemayim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Akeinu, Hashem Echad, and afterwards you should kabel all of mitzvahs, which is v'hoyim shemaya, and tishmu, sharichim, mitzvah, eschem yoyim, lava, that's all the mitzvahs. Ulov, v'chol v'avchem, v'chol v'avchem, it's all the mitzvahs. So that was first, omach ha-shemayim, and mekabal ha-mitzvahs, v'hoyim shemaya v'yoyim, why is v'hoyim shemaya before v'yoyim, even though v'yoyim is first the psukim, she v'hoyim shemaya noyeg ben b'yoyim ben v'layla, v'hoyim shemaya is noyeg ben b'yoyim ben v'layla, stay night, stay day, v'yoyim er, which has sits in it, ain noyeg al b'yoyim b'vad, it's only noyeg b'yoyim b'vad. Ad kan ha-mishnah, it's a loaded mishnah. And I want to explain, and the Gemara was explained each part of the Mishnah separately. So the first line of the Mishnah was, someone was being Mavis Sedra, and he gets up at the Shema, it's punked in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, and he could say his man, Kriya Shema, and he wants to say, it's a Mechavan Liba Yotza. That's what it said in the Mishnah. What does it mean, Mechavan Liba Yotza? It means you have to have Kavana for Mitzvah Kriya Shema, right? So the Gemara, Shema, we know, Mitzvah Sriches Kavana, we know, there's Machloikis and Sechus Rosh Hashanah, if someone blows a shofar for music, is he yaitzah the mitzvah? Mitzvah shuchas kavana or not? And it's machlekes there. So the chariot's a first of mishnah, mitzvah shuchas kavana. Zokhtar, no, mayim kivin libra likrois, mayim kivin libra likrois. Doesn't mean it's a chavin for the mitzvah. It's a chavin to read. Right? The Gemara, likrois? You're a chavin to read? Vakakari. That's what he's doing. He is reading. What do you mean a chavin to read? And the Gemara, vakari lahagia. He was really reading lahagia as a sefer, if there's a toys. So even for kriya, is that machavin. So he asked the mechavim for kriya, and that's why mechavim for kriya yoytza. Frank Toysus Akasha, what do you mean? What is that mechavim for kriya? Maisa is being kiryat. He's reading it. If he's reading it, so what's the problem? He's reading. So what if mechavim? You are reading it. So Toysus says kriya lagia means that he's just checking to see if it has any mistakes. So he's not reading it with the nekudos. He's not reading it like a mensch, and that's what means kriya lagia. So mechivin liv means if you read it like a mensch, yoytza. What's Pshat and Rashi? So the Ritva already speaks out that it's because he's not Yoytza, because it's like a Mas'asik. If you just curl like Gia, it's not at all a Kriya, and just like a Mas'asik, it's embedded with something else, it's not even called a Kriya. That's what the Ritva wants to learn. Zogta Gemara Baita, Tana Rabbana. Kriya Shema, so Alocha Lamaisa was saying from the Mishnah is, Mekim Libi Yotza means you try to be Kriya, if you Taisa means you have to do it to kill Chasa, if you Rashi means you have to be Mechavim for Kriya at least, forget about the Mitzvah, Mechavim to lane it. Then you go to the mitzvah Kriya Shema. Torah Bono, Kriya Shema Kiksava. When you say Kriya Shema, it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh like it's written. Divrei, and you can't say it in different Lashon. Divrei Rebbe, Chomer Mechol Lashon. You can say it in any Lashon. English, Spanish, whatever Lashon you want. That's what Rav Chaim said. My time of the Rebbe, Yom HaKra, the Pasuk says, V'hoyu HaDevarim Ma'ela, V'hoyu Ba'Vyosim Hu. It has to be exactly HaDevarim Ma'ela, like I taught it to you. Which means, Rebbe says, that's Lashon, it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbanu Mai Tamayu, what's the Rabbanu say? Kvi b'chol lashon. Amakra, it says Shema Yisrael, Shema b'chol lashon shat Shema. Any language you understand, you can say it in. But the Rebbe, Hanami Yiksev Shema, says Shema also, Mashma V'chol Lashon, why Dak Lashon Kurdish? So, that while you're saying Shema, you have to hear yourself what you're saying. You don't have to be a Shmila Oznai. Therefore, Shema is not for that. What Shema for? Tell you Bechol Loshen. So the Mar Rabban Nami Haksiva Hayu. What does Mar do Vahayu? Vahayu is Mashma Aviyasim Hey. Umbayulahu Shlo Yikra LeMafreya. You shouldn't lean it backwards. Like Rashi says, you shouldn't lean it. You shouldn't say it like that. Mezuzahs. Shouldn't lean it backwards. Rabbi Shlo Yikra LeMafreya Menala Hazi. You know you're not lean it backwards. Nafgalei midvarim, hadvarim. For says hadvarim extra hay teaches us that. Rabban dvarim hadvarim lo darshi. So it comes out. He holds the hadvarim is not a drasha. So it comes out like you see. Rabbi holds also a kodesh. Rabban hold can be bechol lashon. And Rabbi is makaris from vahoyu, and Rabban is makaris from shema. So the Gemara lemeimra must be the sava Rabbi chol tar kul bechol lashon amra. Must be Rabbi holds that everything in the Torah could be said in every language. If he holds that you always have to say everything in Torah Lashon HaKodesh, why do you need Bahayu? Everything is Lashon HaKodesh. It must be, everything is not Lashon HaKodesh. So Gemara, since it says Shema, which matches everything, I had to have a Hoyu to discount that drasha of Shema. Gemara says the opposite thing. It must be Rabbanu hold that everything is Lashon HaKodesh. What do you need Shema for? It's like everything else. Shema goes for a lovely. It's a Muslim Chsev, a Hoyu. Since this is a Hoyu, which is Mashma, Daf Lashon Kodesh, you have to tell me that here it's Shema and Nevchol Lashon. Now, what does it mean? Lememra, Rebbe holds that Vechol Lashon, Rabbanu holds Daf Lashon Kodesh. What are we talking, what are we referring to? What's Vechol Lashon? What's Shema? So Tosis asks Akasha. And Tosis answers that it's again Parashat Zachar. That's one thing Tosis answers, because that's the Raisa. And that has to be either Lashon Kodesh or Vechol Lashon. That's what's saying that. And told his drashas what's b'chol atarikula, or mikra makurim, or vidumaiser, parshas chalitza. That's the examples Taisus gives.